from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this, and this is exciting because not only was the hype big coming into the year, you get to a night like last night, right? He's getting to like the most innings he's ever thrown. How's he going to perform? How about one run on 5 hits in 6 innings and a victory that the Giants absolutely had to have? How do you feel about that?
That's pretty good. Okay. Pretty good, I'd say, yeah.
That's Kyle Harrison we're talking about with his 7th win of the year and kind enough to join Willard and Dibs the very next day. Hey, Kyle, what's going on?
Hey guys, how's it going? Thanks for having me on. Good win last night, and hopefully we could take care of business today and tomorrow. So, good to get a good W, first game of the series.
Absolute necessity, right? Kyle Harrison joining us here on the River Islands guest line. How would you describe, and maybe this is like an obvious answer, but the clock is starting to work against you guys a little bit. So how would you put into words the urgency you guys are feeling?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, you feel it, you know, that's kind of what we've been talking about every day here. You know, it's like, that should be the standard, you know, to want to win every day and try your best to win that ball game. And, you know, it is the clock's working against us right now, but we just got to play hard ball and, you know, win these next couple of games in this coming week and hopefully get on a hot streak here.
How do you balance that urgency with staying in your process? Because as a pitcher, you can only really control the pitch you're about to throw, and yet you could be overwhelmed by the enormity of what you have to do. How do you stay in your process, pitch to pitch, and not let the enormity of the math and all the rest of it get in your way?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just, like you said, you can't worry about it. You know, that's kind of what I've been thinking, and you know, I've just been going back to my routine. You know, that's really the only thing that I feel like, you know, can kind of bring you back to a sense of normalcy, you know, throughout the season. You know, just trying to figure out what works in your routine, just whether it's running the day after your starts or something to bring you that mental headspace, just to let you know that, and that just to execute pitches, you know, really, that's kind of the only thing that we can control, and everything else kind of falls into place behind. But if you could just figure out how to be the best version of yourself every 5th day. You know, that's really all I'm trying to do here.
Kyle Harrison joining us on Willard and Dibs. And Kyle, you know, the scrutiny as your innings build up and people are looking at that through your history and they saw, you know, whether, I don't know if it's dead arm or whatnot, but the velocity dip a couple of starts ago. How are you dealing with that? And how would you describe how the arm is feeling?
Yeah, you know, I'd say it's feeling great right now. You know, I know, you know, the velo could be down a little, but I'm honestly not worried about it at all. You know, the body's feeling great. That strike percentage is at an all-time high for me. So that's something, especially at this inning threshold for me, that's something that I'm pretty proud of right now, and just able to stay in ball games and kind of go as deep as I can, you know. So I know the velocity can be there, and that's something that, you know, maybe I'll try to build on next off season, but I know it's in there. So it'll sneak out here and there. Just like last night, I was feeling a little better. And, but it's about setting up your other pitches as well too. So I know a lot of people get hung up on velocity, but, been doing a really good job with landing my secondary stuff. And, you need all three in this league, you know, to pitch. So that's something that I've been just trying to hone in on.
Is there an increased comfortability pitching at Oracle Park for you to where you get home and you feel like maybe you have a little bit more of a margin for error?
Oh, definitely. I mean, growing up here, you know, that's all I remember here. And this was a great pitcher's park. So, I mean, throughout all the places I've been to this year, just learning there's different environments, humidity, all that. I mean, this is the spot to be. So, it's awesome to come back home here.
Kyle, you mentioned that the guys, everybody's feeling the pressure to go on a playoff run here. What does that mean for the daily vibe within the clubhouse or the dugout? Is there more chatter? Is there less? Like, how are you guys all sort of working with that?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say we necessarily feel it. You know, I think it's there. You know, I think it should be there in any ball club. You know, we want to be a winning ball club, and that should be the goal. So that should be the standard, you know, no matter what organization or what team. I think that in general, you should feel pressure to be here and be up in the big leagues. And at the end of the day, you got to perform. So, that's really just kind of this first full year for me. That's what I've been really learning about how to navigate through and just the whole mental headspace of it. And just how to attack each day, you know, and not getting too hung up on one game or one start. Just gotta ride it, you know.
Does it help the navigation being alongside a couple of veteran lefties, a couple of Cy Young Award winners, guys who can maybe help you have somebody to emulate as you get through your first full season?
I mean, definitely. You know, I mean, after my game yesterday, even just coming out of the game and taking my cleats off, and I look to my right and left, and I see Robbie and Snell, and I'm like, man, these are some of the, you know, greatest lefties of my generation, you know, so I thought it was kind of a cool moment for me to sit there and just ask them a couple questions and really just see what they're thinking, because they got so much experience and just dominance that, you know, I want to be like them one day, you know.
Kyle, speaking of that, the rest of the rotation, what was your reaction to Farhan Zaidi recently saying that this is the best rotation in baseball?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a cool statement, you know. I like to joke and say it kind of bit me in the butt on a couple starts, but, you know, that's just kind of the way we got to look at things. The baseball gods are always listening. So, I think we got a pretty good rotation, and with me and Birdie trying to hold it down at the bottom, you know, we're just going to do our best and we're going to go out there and compete. We are starters. I mean, Webby's a competitor. Robbie's a dog, you know, Snell's a dog. So all these guys are just competing, and, you know, we're going to give our best every 5 days.
And you're competing against the other team, but is there some sort of competition among the five of you? You all, of course, want to go out and pitch well and win, but when you see like Snell go out there and throw a no-hitter, and you see Webby go out there and get a complete game shutout, does that give you extra juice to try to go out there and keep up?
Oh yeah, for sure. And I think that's something, even when I first started in the minors, you know, it's kind of that bond you have between the starters, and it's that iron sharpens iron. It's that, you know, you want to be better and try to get better and be just as good as the guy before you that pitched the night before. And, you know, kind of set the standard, and, you know, one guy starts setting the tone and next guy wants to follow it up and do better. So it just compiles. And, hopefully we could get that going here a little more. And, we're just going to build after start. And, really excited with the arms we got here.
I mean, Kyle, you've said what you said here today with regard to being around Blake Snell and Robbie Ray, but let's zero in on Blake's last 8 starts since the break. I don't know if I've ever seen quite a run of dominance like this from a starting pitcher. What have you gathered from watching specifically those 8 starts?
Yeah, I mean, I've gathered a lot, and it's probably, could probably have a whole hour conversation about it. But, you know, I think just at the end of the day, it's determination, it's confidence, and just conviction. And that's a guy who, you know, just even talking about routines and figuring out what works with him, and just how, like, the mindset of, you know, just one good start, how that doesn't matter. You know, he's came off after throwing the no-hitter, and he's like, man, I want another one, you know? So it's just like that hunger, and he's taking it into the game and just fighting, man. That's what I'm seeing him, just getting ahead with conviction and putting guys away quick.
Did I just hear you say that you want to stay here for a whole hour and talk to us about this? Is that what you said?
No, I could. Just because I've learned so much from that guy. And, he's been awesome to me.
Well, you mentioned your routine, and you pitched yesterday, so you probably have a little bit of free time. But what's it like for you between yesterday finishing up and knowing when you're going to get the ball the next time you go out there on the bump?
Yeah, you know, it's... That's the hard part. It's figuring out how to keep sane between those days, you know, if you have a bad one, you know. So it's just bringing you back to that routine. And for me, it's, you know, running that next day and getting a good workout in, and then getting their treatment in, you know, some arm care, some massage, and by our guy here that does a great job. So it's all about getting the body right, and then hit the weights tomorrow and throw the rock a little and get ready for the next start. But it's just the going process. So, you know, it's just keeps going, never ends. So, learning to love it, you know, that's for sure.
Kyle Harrison with us on 95.7 The Game. Kyle, what can you tell Giants fans? Cause you were here some last year. Like, what can you tell Giants fans about what differences there are between, Gabe Kapler's clubhouse and Bomell's clubhouse?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah. You know, that's a tough question, just because, you know, I think we had different staff and all that. But, I mean, you know, I really got nothing to say about, you know, the other staff. You know, I've been here for probably a month and a half, so I got to know them a little bit. But, no, they were great to me, nothing but great things. And I think this year just, Melvin's just done a great job just talking with us and being open with us. And, yeah. I'm looking forward to finishing up the season here and hopefully get some more wins and getting to sneak in the playoffs.
Well, Kyle, now that you've admitted you don't want to stay here for the full hour.
Yeah, which is a little disappointing, to be honest.
We do have a fun game that we like to play with our special guest called The Big Finish, and a birdie tells me that you've agreed to play the game with us.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's play The Big Finish. All right, so how it works, Kyle, is we've got two categories, and then you pick one, and then we're going to ask you some questions.
Going to pepper you with questions.
Out of that category. So the two categories are Bay Area bread or pitches get stitches.
It's tough.
I know.
This is the hardest part, really, because you don't know what's coming after you make this choice.
Yeah, let's go Bay Area.
Okay.
Bay Area bread,
Kyle Harrison.
You dodged a bullet there, Kyle.
Yeah, did everybody catch that Kyle Harrison's from the Bay? All right. Here we go.
Shout out De La Salle.
Kyle Harrison's vote for best burrito in the Bay.
Ooh, man. Let's see. That's hard. There was one, I can't remember the name of this taqueria I went to in in SF. I'm forgetting the name. I'm blanking on it, man. It's putting me on the spot. But no, definitely. Maybe it was like Law Talkery or something. I think that's the name of it. But it was an elite burrito.
Grandy, yeah. you're nodding. What's going on there?
Law Talk in the Mission. It's the best tacos and burritos in the city.
Okay, right, so apparently you got a right answer, Kyle.
That's like getting a strikeout with the bases loaded right there, Kyle. That was gutsy. That's pretty impressive.
I went for it.
No, it was great. And I was wondering if there was a Concord spot, because I've been spending some time at the Concord DMV for hours, by the way, and you leave there hungry. And
yeah,
so I've been...
That's what I'm trying to think of. Yeah. That's what I'm. I know there was a Freebirds I used to hit up over there in high school, kind of off Treat Boulevard.
Oh yeah.
But no, I don't know if it's still there. But that's, yeah, not too many burrito spots, man. We were big burger guys after high school. Just go grab a burger.
Well, then I mean, if you're gonna lead us there, yeah, what's the best burger then, Kyle?
I mean, it's got to be In-N-Out. I think the best bang for your buck, especially. I know inflation has gone a little up this year, so keeping an eye on that. But I think the In-N-Out after games can't beat it. You know, grab a shake and some fries, unbeatable.
Are you one of these animal style people, or are you classy?
Oh yeah, I'm an animal style guy. Come on, you know, from the Bay. Yeah. You got it.
No need to get the bun involved. I mean, that was more than just one question.
That's true.
Yeah. Question number two. Yeah. You're from here, and invariably you've had a chance to, I'm sure, be a tourist in your own town. Maybe it was a date or whatnot, but what is your favorite tourist destination right here in the Bay Area?
I'd say, I like Baker Beach a lot. We used to go there a little bit in high school. I'm trying to think where else. In the Bay, man, in high school, man, it was a baseball field, man. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. In the weight room. So that's really all I was doing there, and the beach every now and then. And then maybe some few golf courses, but those are my spots.
I love that. And Baker Beach, as you probably know, if you go really far to the, I think it's the east end, it can be clothing optional.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. I didn't really notice that yet. And, don't know if I'll say I'll take you up on it on here, but that's good to know.
If you happen to see me out there, we'll just pretend like we don't know each other.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Kyle Harrison pull the ripcord live on 95.7. Okay,
this is my favorite.
Last one, Kyle. Best amusement park, like Great America, Discovery Kingdom. You got Raging Waters, yeah, Hurricane Harbor. Yeah. What do you got?
I'm going to go the one in Vallejo here. I remember going there in high school or maybe middle school for like a field trip or something. And then I was really scared of coasters growing up, and, just kind of broke that fear and just went on like 10 different coasters that day and was a coaster freak, you know, from that point on. So I'd say probably that place that changed my outlook kind of on them.
Discovery Kingdom. Kong and Medusa. Yeah. That was, I think, the last roller coaster I went on, Kyle. Kong broke me.
Yeah.
That was it. I
was on that same one, too. Yeah, I broke the back a little, but Medusa one was pretty next level.
Yeah. I watched my kids go to Discovery Kingdom a year and a half ago on those coasters, and I said, that's going to be a no for me, dog. And that was, that's it for that. But anyway, Kyle, ton of fun. Good answers. Great job. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me on. It was a pleasure.
Okay.
Good luck the rest of the way, Kyle. Yeah.
There he goes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.